All right, welcome back to my podcast, Alex Hates Everything. It's been a 3-year hiatus, I think. We've undergone a rebranding as well. Used to be called the Finer Things Club, but I kicked everybody out of that club. So it's just me now, one-man show. Before we start, so today we got a good show for you. What we're going to do is we're going to go through all the major categories of the Oscars. So that's Best Picture, Best Director, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Best Actress, and then the two screenplays, Original Screenplay and Best Adapted Screenplay. And I'm going to go through each category. We'll talk a little bit. I've got some notes written down about each category. I'll give you my predicted winner and then who I think should win. And of course, podcast is called Alex Hates Everything, and I'll tell you what I hate about everything. So before we get in, shout out to our sponsor, MoviePass, America's number one movie subscription service. For a limited time, now only $7.95 a month, MoviePass gives you unlimited access to movie theater. Sign up today and watch the latest movies in theaters for only $7.95 per month. And if you use my promo code, Alex is awesome, all caps, no spaces, you'll get a free small bag of popcorn at your first movie that you redeem through MoviePass. MoviePass, get it today. And that's a good segue for our first and only guest for today, Toby, who is an avid MoviePass user. Toby, are you there on the line?
Yeah, hey Alex, how are you?
Good. How are you liking MoviePass?
Dude, it's changed my life. I saw a lot of movies before. I mean, last year when Star Wars came out, I saw it like 3 times, and usually see more like the Marvel movies more than once. So it seemed to be worth it really quickly. Also it was exciting to be able to see all the Oscar movies this year, and not having to really pay for them. So
okay, nice. First question, Toby. Let's start big here. We're reviewing all the movies from 2017. What are you going to remember about the year of 2017 when you look back and say a couple years from now? Is there a movie that pops out to you? Is there a snub, underrated movie?
Are we just talking about movies?
Film in general, if you want to shout out.
I mean, I thought probably one of the most like surprising movies for me this year was Baby Driver.
Yes, Baby Driver, awesome movie.
I knew virtually nothing about it going in, and then the story was beautiful, the acting was great, the music was phenomenal, the editing to line up with a lot of the music and different sounds in the movie. Just overall, really, really enjoyable experience, and one that I've seen a few times now.
MoviePass, Baby Driver, I've seen it twice. I saw it on the plane recently. So just for our listeners out there, directed by Edgar Wright, he did the latest Ant-Man movie too. Really talented dude.
Well, no, he was originally part of the writing, or he wrote the Ant-Man movie and then didn't end up directing, or was fired or
something. Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't the final director for it.
And then didn't he do all the like Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, all those like British movies with what's his name? What's that? What's the guy who plays Shaun of the Dead? I'm blanking right now. Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
So really talented dude. So yeah, that didn't get any love at the Oscars. Did that get nominated for anything? None of the major categories. I think some minor stuff.
I think it was for something. Oh, for film editing. For sound editing. Film editing.
Sound editing. Sound mixing. Also great.
We'll get there when we go through the categories. But I think it has a real chance, or at least should have a chance for a couple of those categories.
Great soundtrack. But you know what? Nobody cares about those categories. We only care about
man. I do.
Yeah. So yeah, let's start there. Because we're gonna jump into Best Picture. Besides Baby Driver, are there any other films that? Big snubs that didn't make the cut.
Snubs specifically for Best Picture?
For Best Picture that you thought could have made the cut?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised Molly's Game wasn't there. I thought it was
be that one yet.
Oh, wow. Some host.
Yeah.
It was really good. I mean, there were some really amazing acting moments in that movie. I thought overall the story was pretty incredible, and I hadn't read Molly's book before, so
what is the movie about?
The story. So it's about Molly Bloom, who's a skier. I don't remember what her, I can't remember the name of her like section of skiing. But it's like the
Oh, that's right. I remember this.
Yeah, and then she
like a high stakes poker game.
Yes. Okay. She has an accident and then moves to LA and then starts working for a producer and then goes to his poker game and then she takes it over and
gotcha.
Yada yada yada. And then the
of course it's written by Aaron Sorkin too.
Yeah, which you know, yeah. Good track record there.
Yeah, cool.
Social Network and West Wing and
what other films? Jobs. Give me your favorite films of 2017, because I'm going to be honest with you. Let's go through the. I'm going to go through the Best Picture nominations right now. Okay. Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards, Outside Eddie.
Well, I think straight up, you can cut some movies off this list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go be honest with you. Call Me by Your Name. Pretty boring. Darkest Hour, really boring. Lady Bird, I loved it, but I can see people not loving it. Phantom Thread, really boring. The Post, that's an old people movie. So right off the bat, right there. One, two, three, four, at least arguably half of the nine Best Picture nominations. Boring old people.
Well, which movie. Is why I'm surprised Molly's Game wasn't on there. Just because, I mean... The acting alone, or I, Tonya, even. I mean, I feel like
I didn't like could I, have been. Tonya.
Yeah, well, nobody cares about your opinion.
I'll go into my spiel about I, Tonya in a second, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think really the competition in my mind is between Three Billboards, Shape of Water, Get Out, and Lady Bird.
I think I'll go even further. It's going to be Shape of Water or Three Billboards.
I mean, if the Emmy is
race, in my opinion.
If the if the Golden Globes are not Emmys, if the Golden Globes are any indication, then Three Billboards will probably win.
Okay. Did you see Blade Runner?
If I'm being honest though about that list, I really think Get Out was the best.
Get Out was excellent. Excellent. Movie.
I think. I mean, first of all, just like directorial debut of Jordan Peele killed it. Absolutely killed. I mean, directing and writing, obviously. Uh-huh. But I think just like original story, it took the like thriller genre and kind of like made it more acceptable and like gave it like a wider audience. And it's just, it's, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. He always is holding cards that you don't know. And I love a movie that can play with your ideas. And if I don't know what's going on in a movie and I'm still enjoying it, then that's the best.
Exactly. And he did get, Jordan Peele did get a best director and best a screenplay, original screenplay nod. So I think those are the ones he has a much better chance in. I don't think he's going to win either. But I think just to get nominated for all those three major categories is a pretty big deal in itself. Yeah. Okay. So,
the Academy is for old people.
Exactly.
So a lot of the awards tend to...
Exactly. And to our listeners out there, if you want to bet on the Oscars, the way you do it is you got to remember who's voting. And it's old white people. And these guys are going to fall asleep halfway through some of these movies. That's why a lot of these... you're never going to see Logan or even Blade Runner nominated for Best Picture nod.
Logan was phenomenal. I mean, but also it's rare. I feel like that movies that are rated R get...
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I didn't expect that one to get a best nod. Were you surprised that The Disaster Artist did not get a nomination? Or did it get a nomination? It was rescinded due to James Franco's sexual misconduct allegations.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. I don't actually know.
No. You got to stop making stuff up.
No, I was asking you if you knew.
Oh,
I mean, I'm sure it was a
film. No, I mean, it was a good movie. I mean... James Franco's performance was pretty incredible. His like impression of the guy, I can't remember his name, was like unbelievable. Cause they show clips at the end side by side, like scenes from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. So, you know, sexual scandal aside, obviously not great stuff there. Mm-hmm. But his performance is pretty good.
He's a good actor.
Sometimes.
Big ego. I think he's getting into kind of like Denzel territory where like...
I don't know about that.
His movies and projects, it's always like the James Franco show guest starring everybody else.
Oh.
I have not had any interest in watching a Denzel Washington movie in a really long time. I can't remember the last one.
Did you watch Roman J. Esquire?
I did. I was watching that this morning. I saw enough of it because the only nomination from that is the best actor for Denzel. And I saw enough to know that, spoiler alert, that he's not going to upset win. Gary Oldman. That's all I needed to say. Okay, so let's go. Give me your prediction here for Best Picture.
Okay. I mean, I think it's going to be Three Billboards just because I think it's out of this list and based mm-hmm. off of who's voting, I think it's the most well-rounded movie.
And it did win the Golden Globe.
Yes.
It beat out Shape of Water for Best Drama Picture.
I don't really get, I mean, Shape of Water was beautiful. Like as a mm-hmm. film, it was mm-hmm. stunning. Time period wise, the way that it was filmed, the makeup of the fish guy.
Yeah.
The acting. Yeah. I mean, Sally Hawkins was unreal.
So was Richard Jenkins. Richard Jenkins, Octavia Spencer, Michael Shannon, Michael Stahlberg.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of good acting. There was something about it, though, that didn't hit with me. That I
know what you mean. When I first heard about the movie, I was super excited. Loved Del Toro. Such a great idea. And when I saw it, especially I saw it twice, it didn't hit my expectations. Maybe my expectations are too high. It was still really good, really, really good picture, good mm-hmm. film. Just what didn't match what I was expecting. I expected,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, everything was, there were no plot holes or anything like that.
Also, what's with Guillermo del Toro's obsession with fish people? He just loves fish people.
A couple podcasts with him or interviews. There's a really good one on Fresh Air, and he's talking how he's inspired by The Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's one of his favorite movies.
Cool.
So actually 538 is predicting Shape of Water.
Really?
Yeah. And so I'm with you. I think it's going to come down to Shape of Water or Three Billboards. I'm going to say it's going to be The Shape of Water, though. I just think that I think a lot of the old white people voting, it's going to bring back memories of The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Obviously, that was a pretty big movie back then. I think it was good enough in a weak year. I think it's the most interesting film, right, out of all of these. But
okay. My prediction is Three Billboards, and my hopeful prediction is Get Out because I thought it was just incredible.
Interesting. And then you know what, I'll give you a comparison. I feel like it'll be kind of like Marty Scorsese winning in 2006, finally winning Best Director for The Departed.
For The Departed.
Yeah, because it's so, obviously when you look at it's still a good movie, but compared to
I thought you were gonna say who directed Million Dollar Baby?
Clint Eastwood.
So because up against Clint Eastwood was Ray. And I thought Ray should have won over Million Dollar Baby. Ray is one of the best biopics ever. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Jamie Foxx's performance is insane.
He's really good. I don't know what's happened to him because I can't name a single good movie he's been or like good role I feel like that he's played after that.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, what's his best role? Django after that?
Yeah, definitely.
Electro from Spider-Man?
I thought he was good as Electro. He was also in... Baby Driver.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It wasn't a memorable role to me. I don't know. What was Heat? I mean, not Heat. That Michael Mann movie he was in with Tom Cruise. Collision?
I don't know. All right, should we move on? Because we've, I think we've...
Wait. I want to give you my comp. It's if Shape of Water wins and it'll be like Scorsese winning Best Director for like one of his lesser known movies. They're just mm-hmm. giving it to him based off
because it's time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So
did he win? Did Del Toro win for Pan's Labyrinth?
He did not. But I mean, that if I had to pick one his best film, it's got to be Pan's Labyrinth.
Probably. I don't know. I just think it's gonna be Three Billboards. I think Three Billboards has more of a story.
I would not be surprised. I mean, I think my mistake is that that was one of the first films I saw, and so I've kind of like forgot stuff about it. Like I don't remember Sam Rockwell's performance that well, and he's the overall.
I loved him. I just think Sam Rockwell's a very good actor.
Sam Rockwell. He's also a really good dancer too. You should just YouTube Sam Rockwell dancing.
Tight. I will not do that.
If you got some time on your hands. All right, let's. Anything else you want to say about any of these Best Picture nominations? Did you see all of them?
Yeah, I didn't see Call Me by Your Name.
Call Me by Your Name.
Mm-hmm. We'll see it before the Oscars, though.
Sure. I have no comments to make.
Okay, move along.
Let's move along. Let's do Best Director next, because I think. Those are always tied. Usually, most
I think director is a hard category. I think
really hard.
And I think I like it more when the director is also the writer of the film, because it kind of gives you more of an idea of like they had this idea from the writing and then was able to like implement it in the directing. Mm-hmm. So again, I think Jordan Peele did an incredible job. You want to go through it one by one and give me my opinions?
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So So Dunkirk,
Christopher Nolan.
Definitely not Christopher Nolan's best film. Also,
what's his best film?
Oh man,
it's tough. Think it's really about tough. It. Get back to me later.
I mean, I love Batman, but
yeah, I like
Heath Ledger. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Get Out.
Also Interstellar.
Interstellar. We got to put Interstellar up there. Get Out. Jordan Peele.
Unbelievable. I mean, I want him to win just because how good the writing was and how good the directing was. I mean, it was almost a perfect movie. Like I can't think of anything. I mean, I just rewatched it the other day, and it's like the way he pulls you through the film is just unbelievable. And like he uses suspense. To move the movie along instead of like just make a moment. Mm-hmm. And he tells you a lot of information that you think like, oh, I figured it out. And then there's more. Mm-hmm. So again, Jordan Peele, unbelievable. Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird, phenomenal, like really phenomenal film that I think I get why some people don't like it. It was, I mean,
who didn't like it?
My sister.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. She's got an attention span of a goldfish, so it was such a she's gonna win. I'm pretty sure she's gonna win best screenplay.
Really?
She's not gonna win best director, but she's gonna win best screenplay. I thought it was so well thought of. I mean, this is her story. She's put in so much.
The parts that blew me away were using 2002 as like a time period piece. I think is incredible that like it's like not something I've thought of before.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the time when that was when I was in high school, so it was it was really refreshing to see.
So it was cool. I mean, I that was a big piece of it. I thought mm-hmm. the acting performances all around were pretty amazing. I've never, you know, I grew up going to a Jewish school, not a Catholic school, but I imagine mm-hmm. that she did her own personal research from being a part of it, and it was probably pretty spot on. Mm-hmm. Also, like friends, like Sacramento's not that far away. I have friends that grew up there, and they were like.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the little shout outs and like places that they use were like big mm-hmm. in their lives growing up. And so mm-hmm. I think if you can like pay homage to a hometown and tell an incredible story, then mm-hmm. you did a good job.
It was an incredible story. Okay.
Are you going to have some of your own opinions or just take mine?
No, sorry. I'm Googling because I wanted to see because most times Best Picture and Best Director go hand in hand. Which I think it should be. But I think in recent years, they're kind of like, the Academy is copping out and they're finding ways to like, you know, give half the awards to one group. And they're being more political, basically. So like last year, Damien Chazelle won for La La Land. Moonlight won Best Picture. Year before, Alejandro Iñárritu won for The Revenant. But Spotlight won Best Picture. Birdman and Iñárritu won in 2014. 2013, 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture. And Alfonso Cuarón won Best Director. Argo won Best Picture in 2012. Ang Lee won for Life of Pi.
Okay, so you're saying it's rare that Best Picture and Best Director are the same?
I'm saying it's rare Best Director. No, it's more commonplace, but except for in recent years, like the past 10 years.
Gotcha.
And that's been the Academy being more political rather than, you know, I think the Best Picture, Best Director, even if it's by a slight margin, should take all the King's ransom. It shouldn't be split.
Well, good thing you're not in charge.
Yeah, well, if I had a vote, that's how I would vote. All right, so...
Nobody wants your vote, man.
Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig. Oh, Phantom Thread, P.D. Anderson.
Dude, okay, so let's just talk about Phantom Thread for a second.
Dude, it was a creepy movie.
It was bad. I did not know anything going into it.
I don't know. I
watched the whole first hour of the movie and just... It was slow. It was like... I think people freak out with Daniel Day-Lewis because he's been around so long and has like done good acting performances, but also like, I just can't get behind
it. His last one too. You know what? I haven't really enjoyed any of P.T. Anderson's films after Boogie Nights. I love Boogie Nights. One of my favorite movies of all time. And then after that, he's just gone like weird movie after weird movie. I did like There Will Be Blood. Everybody likes that one. Let me draw up his IMDb history. Let me give you his films. Just give me a thumbs up if you like them or not. All right. So since Boogie Nights in 1997, Magnolia, did you see that? I'm going to give that a thumbs down. Punch Drunk Love, I didn't see it. There Will Be Blood, 2007.
I don't think I've seen any of his other movies.
Inherent Vice, I didn't see it, 2014. The Master, actually, 2012, I saw that. That was kind of weird. That's about based off of the Scientology dude. It's like a cult leader.
Right. We should probably move on.
Okay, so who's...
Yeah,
we're
Guillermo del Toro. So,
director, because I'm almost positive. I'm locking it in. Guillermo del Toro is going to win. He's going to take this award home. To me, there's no...
I think they play too much to the classic... Whoever has done in the past, like I don't think Guillermo.
Like it's an award for resume, not just that particular film.
Yeah,
I mean it was really well. It was seamless. There was nothing that you could like pick a bone about that movie.
It's true.
Yeah. So director, I'm gonna lock it in Guillermo del Toro. I would bet on.
I don't disagree. I think he's probably gonna win, but also I'd love to see Lady Bird or Get Out. I'd love to see Jordan Peele or Greta Gerwig.
I don't know if I would be happy with Greta Gerwig winning Best Director. I wouldn't be too mad about Jordan Peele, but yeah. All right, let's move on. Next? So let's do director. We did Best Picture, Best Director. Let's do Lead Actor. Okay. So we got Timothée Chalamet, Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis in Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, Denzel Washington, Roman J. Israel, Esquire. So, to me, one is the surest lock after Best Director as well.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
I mean, people have played Winston Churchill before.
Who's played him? I can't even.
I don't.
He was unrecognizable.
Yeah, so I don't. That's the thing. It's like I don't know that anybody's dove into the role in such a way.
And I looked up Gary Oldman too because he's a great actor. Only two nominations before this. And I'm going to ask you, what did he get nominated for?
I have no idea.
Okay, so one was in 2012 for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, which is a movie I can almost guarantee not many people have seen. Okay, what was the other one? What was it? Okay, Academy Awards. Actually, that's it. So this is the second one, Darkest Hour. Yeah. So yeah, what a cool resume from him, playing so many bad guys. And yeah, is if there's anybody
I think shout out
him?
To Daniel Kaluuya. Daniel Kaluuya. I mean, he was so good, dude. I just loved Get Out. I'm so biased. I loved Get Out.
Okay, so I
would also say I wouldn't
by your name.
Right? Okay, I wouldn't be surprised if Denzel won.
Nah, he's not gonna win.
It was a very good acting performance. I mean, his character seemed. I mean, they didn't They didn't outright say anything to the character's like mental state. Mm-hmm. But he's definitely like a savant in some kind of way and had some.
I mean, you could have told. Just by the hair, looking at the hair, come on.
Dude, I mean, Denzel's great in most Denzel's things that he does. Yeah. And I think that this movie was just another one for his list. I mean, he's just a great actor.
It's just another one. Doesn't stand out to me, right?
That's fair.
I mean, if you look at some of his other nominations, you know he got nominated for Flight? Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, good movie, good acting job.
Yeah, I mean, he's a consistent actor.
He's a consistent actor.
But also, I think that's because he plays similar. He plays his roles in a similar way in all the movies that he's in.
Okay, so he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This will be his eighth best actor supporting actor.
How many wins?
You tell me. You should get one. You should get two. The two,
three.
I mean,
I'd say three.
Well, you should get the two wins. He's got two wins out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then if you count this one, eight nominations. So 2 out of 7. So he won in 1990 for Glory. I think that was the obvious one. Best actor.
Yeah.
And then in 2002 for Training Day.
Really?
Yeah. And then he's been nominated in 88 for Cry Freedom, 93.
He was great in Fences.
Fences last year. I actually didn't see the movie. And then 2013 for Flight. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. So you thought those two could upset Gary Oldman?
Yes.
Daniel Kaluuya or Denzel Washington? Mm-hmm. Wrong. I think so. You didn't see Call Me By Your Name, so... Timothy.
No, Chalamet, I mean I've heard young Timothy Chalamet's performance is really good.
He's actually he's in Lady Bird too.
Oh.
Yeah, he plays the second non-gay boyfriend.
He plays the cool kid.
Yeah, the cool kid.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I actually first saw him. He was in he played the vice president's son in Homeland in like season 1 or 2. Might have been 2. Yeah. Okay, so according to 538, he is the... I mean, Gary Oldman is going to win, but he's in second place.
Yeah. I disagree, but okay. All right, what's next?
Let's go into lead actress. So we got Sally Hawkins of Shape of Water. She plays a mute, no words. So just to be nominated for that, got to be a pretty big deal. Our favorite, the favorite heavy hitter right now, Frances McDormand, 3 Billboards. Margot Robbie and I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan, Lady Bird, Meryl Streep, The Post.
Dude, I mean, I said this to you before. I think this is by far the most stacked category. I mean, anybody who wins,
look at those five names right there. I mean, those are multi. I think everybody there that has at least one Oscar nomination. Maybe not Margot Robbie.
Didn't she get nominated for Wolf of Wall Street?
I don't think she did.
Oh.
I'll look it up.
Ronan definitely hasn't been nominated.
She has. Are you serious? 2015, what? Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing in that.
Okay, well, I still think...
One of my favorite movies from 2015.
I would be most happy if Sally Hawkins won. I mean, to be able to play a mute person and sell it in the way that she did is pretty amazing.
So, this is Margot Robbie's first Oscar nomination. And I agree with you. Sally Hawkins is, as always, she's been great in a lot of other stuff. She was really good. Oh, so she was nominated in 2014 for Blue Jasmine, which she was really great in. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just go through quickly. Sally Hawkins, again, said...
Okay, so can anybody upset Frances McDormand in this category? Because it is her category, it is her award to lose, right? She plays a memorable...
I mean, I think the weakest
I'm gonna tell you right
out of these five is Meryl Streep, which is unfortunate because she's such an incredible actress. But
it's her 21st Oscar nomination.
I think the other four just really surprised me.
So I'll give you mine. I would love to see Saoirse Ronan. I think she's the dark horse. And I would love to see Saoirse and Laurie Metcalf win Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress because the movie's really focuses on that mother-daughter relationship.
Well, we haven't gotten the supporting actress yet. I have a lot of thoughts. And
I'll tell you about Margot Robbie. I don't think she's going to win just because of the story. I mean, the movie takes a lot of liberties. It's about Tonya Harding. Makes her seem like she's completely innocent, and I'm pretty sure she knew about the hit on Nancy Kerrigan. So I think because of that story,
I don't think they make her seem completely innocent. I think that's the whole point of the story is that they're selling it in a way where it's kind of could go either way.
I think they took a lot of liberty with a lot of the facts. So, okay, so you're going to go Frances McDormand?
I mean, my assumption is Frances McDormand is going to win. My hope is that Sally Hawkins wins.
I think I'm going to say – I might bet on Saoirse Ronan as the dark horse here. I think the Academy likes her. And, you know, it's not her first nomination, even though she's relatively young. She was the runner-up, I think, in 2015 to Brie Larson in Room. So I wouldn't be surprised. But, yeah, I still think Frances McDormand is going to win. But I think Saoirse Ronan is who I'm going to be rooting for.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's move into supporting actor. So you're going Frances McDormand, but you're hoping for Sally Hawkins. And I also think Frances McDormand, but I'm going for Saoirse Ronan. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Supporting actor, Willem Dafoe, The Florida Project. I just finished watching that. Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell, both from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing. Richard Jenkins, Shape of Water, and Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World. So I actually didn't see All the Money in the World, but, that's the one Kevin Spacey was in, and they edited him out, right? And they replaced him with Christopher Plummer.
I don't know.
Yeah, they did. And this was.
But I really, I don't even think it matters. I think it's going to be Woody Harrelson.
I don't think it matters.
Well. I mean, Richard Jenkins was also amazing.
Yeah, he was. You know, I was really surprised to find out that Sam Rockwell was the favorite because from what I remember, I thought Woody gave the better performance. I think Sam Rockwell has much more screen time though, right? That could be a factor.
Yeah. I mean, Woody's performance just, I mean, not to spoil anything to the end of the movie and his last scene, pretty incredible.
Yeah,
and his story arc was really amazing. So
it was,
yeah. I stand by Woody or Sam, Richard Jenkins, honorable mention, pretty incredible. I mean, playing a gay man in the, what was it? 50s.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. And to be able to like tell the story in a way where it's like he has his own struggles being the man in that time. Mm-hmm. So really a whole another side of it too was advertising changing at that time and pushing him out of the industry. The whole thing. He had a good story and good acting.
I gotta say this, I think this is the toughest category. I think it's up
definitely not.
Which do you think it is, then?
No, supporting actress, for sure. Or not supporting actress, just actress. Lead actress.
Best actress, but I think Frances McDormand is a clear favorite there. That's why I think in terms of the category, like the heavy hitters, right, that's the most stacked. But this is the one that's most up in the air. I just finished watching The Florida Project. It was really, really good. Really, really surprising and... he's got the director is, we didn't even talk about it.
What?
His name. He's got a best director nod. That's how good it was. Really, really interesting movie.
What are you talking about?
Florida Project. Oh, I thought he got a best director nomination. He didn't. That's why we didn't talk about it. Yeah, so this is the only award that movie got. The Florida Project got nominated for. It's about like basically homeless people living in the suburbs of Disneyland, like in motels.
You think most people are homeless?
No, I think most people should pay their tax. Big difference. All right, so where were we?
Okay, so let's sum this up.
Yeah. Supporting actor.
Woody or Sam or Richard. It's probably going to be Sam.
I will say, yeah, I mean, I think Sam's a favorite. That's who, he won the Golden Globe here. Mm-hmm. And so if I had to bet on somebody, I think 538's pick is Sam Rockwell as well. I wouldn't mind picking him. I actually thought Woody was a better actor in the movie, though. So,
all right, well, let's move along. I think we need to have this conversation. Supporting actress. I fully stand behind Allison Janney. I think she was far and away.
Okay, this is
the best one. And you think Laurie Metcalf, right?
Yeah, so let's go through the categories too. Mary J. Blige, Mudbound. I didn't even see the movie. I don't know what it's about, I'll be honest. Did you see it?
No.
I know enough to know she's not going to win. Leslie Manville, Phantom Thread. I'm not sure if that's the actress that plays his sister, his like controlling sister, or the weird girlfriend. I know enough. I saw enough of the movie to know she's not going to win. Octavia Spencer, The Shape of Water. She's really good. She's won for, I think, The Help before. She's not going to win.
Didn't she win for, what was the space movie?
Oh, Hidden Figures, that might have been what she won for. I think she got nominated for The Help. Yeah. All right, so it's a two-woman race. You're back in Allison Janney, I, Tanya, who plays
the mom.
Basically the evil hag of a mom. Dude, and Laurie Metcalf.
Just
I'm back in Laurie Metcalf as Lady Bird. And Lady
Why?
Bird
is, give me three reasons.
Okay, I'll tell you this. It really comes down to how you define best acting. I think Allison Janney, she does a phenomenal job, but the character is so much easier to play. She just plays an evil hag.
Dude, but she gives depth to it.
Depth to an evil hag? How so? Yeah. Explain that to me.
Dude, because she shows the love. It's that's why the character is so good.
I didn't see the love.
Well, you don't see love.
No, I did see the love, which is why I'm voting for. I'm so behind Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. I think that position as like a nagging, doting but still loving mom, and that like complicated mother-daughter relationship. I really, really loved it. Lady Bird, awesome movie. If there's one movie that you haven't seen out of these, you've probably seen Shape of Water, and after Shape of Water, I would say go see Lady Bird. Yeah, and it's for their performances, for Saoirse Ronan and Laurie Metcalf. I would love to see them win Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress. I don't actually think it's going to happen. I think I would say Laurie Metcalf has a better chance to win Best Supporting Actress here, though.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to go Laurie Metcalf. Okay. I know Allison Janney is considered the heavy favorite.
Is she?
Yeah, good.
She is. She should win.
538, that's her pick. So I checked 538's predictions from last year. They were, they got everything right except for Best Picture. They did not predict Moonlight. They went with La La Land. But I think.
Is there also.
Well, I don't think anybody saw that coming. I was reading about that. They didn't win any of the previous, like the SAG. They didn't win the Golden Globe. They didn't win the Producers Guild. So it was just out of nowhere. Yeah. So. Thanks, Spike Lee, for complaining on behalf of black people. Yeah. Jesus. All right. So let's go. Let's move on. So you're going to go with the heavy favorite, Allison Janney, for Best Supporting Actress. I'm going with Laurie Metcalf and Lady Bird. So that we've done all the – we've done Best Picture. We've done Best Director. We've done both of the actors, Supporting Actor, Actress, and Supporting Actress. Let's move into the – Writing Awards, Best Original Screenplay and Adapted Screenplay. So which one do you want to start
with? So let's start with Original. Original, also very loaded category.
Loaded category. The big
let's
sick.
Knock off a few. I think Shape of Water should not be in there.
Okay, I agree with you. All right, let me give
the
way
more of a visual film than the story of the film.
Sure. Okay, so The Big Sick, Get Out, Lady Bird, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards. So let's knock off The Shape of Water. It's not going to win any writing awards. Three Billboards, what do you think?
I think it told an incredible story and gave like really, full really storylines to multiple characters, which I think is hard to do in writing.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why it's up there.
Have you seen any of his other films, Martin McDonagh, In Bruges or Seven Psychopaths?
Yeah, both.
Yeah,
both
he's good writer. I could see that possibly being an outside contender.
Never mind. I don't want to know.
What?
I was going to ask what that website thinks is going to win, but don't tell me. I don't want to guess.
I don't actually remember, but I'm pretty sure it's Lady Bird because I'm very convinced that it's going to win.
Again, just to go back to Jordan Peele, I think Get Out was phenomenal, written phenomenally.
You know what?
I would love to see it win. I just want it to get an award. I don't care what award. It just needs something. Jordan Peele needs to be happy.
Yeah, I gotcha. I feel you. You know what Lady Bird reminds me of? Another Best Picture winner. It's like a more mature version of Juno. It's like if the...
Juno was great.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it won best screenplay that year. Okay, so let me give you what 538 is going to say. So for supporting actor, yeah, Sam Rockwell's a favorite, and Willem Dafoe's number two. Best Picture. Oh, they don't do the screenplays, so we don't know.
Okay.
And I haven't done any research, but yeah, I think actually The Big Sick has a chance. Have you seen it?
Yes. So the reason I think The Big Sick should not win.
Mm-hmm.
Is because it's almost an adapted screenplay because it's literally the guy's life.
That's not the definition of adapted. It's adapted.
I know.
From
I was a joke, Alex. Jesus, okay, come on. But I mean, obviously, it was an original story because it hadn't been written before. But I kind of like the idea of the story being just from somebody's head.
Yeah.
I think Get Out or Lady Bird. Or Three Billboards. I don't know, man. Yeah. It's a toss-up. I mean, they were all very, very good films.
To me, it's not a toss-up. And I really think Lady Bird, if I'm very confident that this one is going to win.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Do really well with the screen. My track record with the screenplay awards are very, very good. It's
cool.
Because
I don't believe you.
I think Get Out, a lot of it, it's not really the writing. It's like it's in conjunction, right? You're alluding to earlier how you like,
if you just gave me that script to read, gave me that script to read, it would blow my mind.
I don't think so. I don't think you can visualize a lot of that stuff. You know, the way a lot of the actors would, like how the black help, the servants were acting so creepy, and then it makes sense once you find out like the.
But that's why it was so good. That's why it was written so.
I guess so.
I'm sure that was in the script.
Also, Lady Bird is a story of Greta Gerwig's life, pretty much. Something she's been working on for 30 years. I just think that the Academy is going to sympathize with that.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. So, original screenplay. Let's move on to adapted screenplay. This one's not as fun. Call Me By Your Name.
I love that Logan is on there. I think that's amazing that...
Yeah, nice. Finally, some love for an action movie.
Some Marvel love.
The Disaster Artist, Logan, Molly's Game by Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, I think this one's got to be Molly's Game or Call Me By Your Name. I haven't seen Call Me By Your Name, but I just feel like it fits the category well.
I don't know if it would be Call Me By Your Name. Nothing about it said it was a great script. I mean, the part where... There's a part where where they get the title from when he's like, "Call me by your name and I'll call you by mine." I mean, that was the only catchy line. So I don't know. I don't know about this one. Like I said, I didn't see Mudbound. I didn't see Molly's Game. I didn't think Logan was I didn't really think much of it. I thought it was a good story, good film. So I don't know.
It's hard for superhero movies in any way.
I'm going to go with my guy, Aaron Sorkin, even though I haven't seen Molly's Game. That's what I'm going to vote for.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you. I think it was, out of these, I think for sure.
Okay. All right. So we did it. We made it through. We got all of the major categories. No, we got
Well, there's more that I want to talk about.
Okay. All right. What else
quickly,
do you want to
quickly?
Talk about?
Just I want to hit a few things. Just tell you, let me just give you my opinions.
Okay. Wait. You want to go with, you want to do best animated picture?
That's what I was going to say. So
okay, go ahead.
Just far and away. I mean, okay.
Far and away, Coco.
To be fair, I've only seen Coco on this list of movies.
And I haven't seen any.
Made me cry multiple times.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear when the boss baby gets a nomination. Get the hell out of here.
There's an issue. I mean, I'm curious to see Breadwinner, and I want to see Loving Vincent because apparently the art style in Loving Vincent is incredible.
Yeah.
But that's not how you win a best animated feature. I think you win the story, and Coco killed it.
Pixar, this is you always Pixar's.
Always Pixar. Category.
It is Pixar.
Because they tell the best stories, man.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, anything else you want to bring up? Any of the sound editing or film editing?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to bring up. Cinematography.
I love cinematography.
I think that's the spot where Shape of Water will shine.
Shape of Water? I think Blade Runner 2049 has a shot.
No, dude, too actiony.
Van Hoytema and Dunkirk.
So we'll see what happens there. Let's see. What else? Oh, film editing. So film editing, sound editing, sound mixing. I don't fully understand the difference. I think Baby Driver should win in one of these categories.
Baby Driver will win film editing and sound editing. I don't know about sound editing, but film editing, I think it will.
I hope it wins something in there. Maybe sound mixing, or I don't know which one's the one that it will, but hopefully one of those. I think just with sound, I would hope Star Wars would at least be like shown a little bit of love, maybe for score. That's one we could talk about. The score for Star Wars. John
Are you
Williams
serious? Star Wars?
Man. Dude, John Williams
king. For sound. Okay.
For original score.
Because that was a horrible movie.
Original song.
Original song.
I don't know, man. I mean, Greatest Showman was.
Sufjan Stevens. Yeah, Mystery of Love. He's going to be performing.
Okay, so we'll see what happens.
I think I would vote for him. I haven't heard any of the other songs. Mary J. Blige is nominated.
Costume design was the other one I wanted to hit.
Oh, Shape of Water is going to win.
If Shape of Water doesn't win, there's something wrong. Because, I mean, just the fish man alone.
Yeah, and it's not even just the fish man. Everybody else, it was, it was so apparent. It was 1950s or 1960s. Yeah. It's a really well done piece.
And then visual effects. I'm curious what they think of when they think of this movie, because it's like, is it all like who did the best green screen work and like whose movie just looked the realest? I think you're going to say Blade Runner. I think I would say Star Wars or Guardians.
For which one again? Which one did we?
For visual effects.
Visual effects. I actually haven't seen Blade Runner yet. I got it downloaded on my computer. But if it's anything like the original, then yeah, I think it's Blade Runner's to lose. Yeah. All right, let's wrap up here. Let's just recap for everybody. Best picture. You're going Three Billboards. I'm going Shape of Water. Really, it's a two-picture race there. I'm not ready to lock in Shape of Water, but I wouldn't bet on it unless I had good odds. Lead actor, Gary Oldman. I think we're both going Gary Oldman. I'm locking that one in.
Okay. I mean, I think Daniel Kaluuya was pretty amazing.
But there's no way.
Again, Get Out. Give me one award for Get Out, and I'm happy.
Yeah, lead actress. I think we both agreed on Frances McDormand, but
I say Sally Hawkins. I firmly believe and hope that Sally Hawkins will win.
Okay,
but it's probably going to be Frances
for sure. That category is definitely not a lock. It's stacked. I'm rooting for Saoirse Ronan. That's my girl. Supporting actor. We're both going Sam Rockwell, but this is someone I feel iffiest on. I don't really have a strong opinion here.
I agree.
Supporting actress. This is the one where we butted heads the most. You're going for Allison Janney, the heavy favorite. I'm voting for Lori Metcalf. I think really it's a two-woman race. Director, did we agree on this? Because I think this one is pretty obvious as well, even though you want Jordan Peele.
I want Jordan Peele also. If Greta wins, I will be happy.
Greta wins. Oh, okay. Cool. But it's going to be Guillermo. Yeah, for sure. And then the screenplays, adapted screenplay. I'm going Molly's Game just because of Aaron Sorkin. Would you say you said Call Me By Your Name?
Haven't seen Call Me By Your Name yet, but Molly's Game was incredible. I hope it wins. Uh-huh.
Cool. An original screenplay. This is a really fun one. I feel pretty confident about Lady Bird. This is the one. This is one I would
also Three Billboards was amazing. To
take a bet on. Yeah,
I will not take a bet. I think this is.
I wouldn't be angry if Three Billboards wins, but I thought Lady Bird was excellent. Okay. All right. Well, Toby, we did it. We got through all 8 major categories.
How long did that take?
Let's see. I think about an hour.
Wow, nobody's going to listen to this.
They're going to listen. I got 3 subscribers.
Dude, nobody's going to listen.
They're going
to
listen.
If you are listening to this, send me a text message. My number is 415-722-6900.
I'm sending it to
And if you text if you send me a if you send me a text mom. Message, I'll send you a present.
Okay, all right. We're signing off here. All right. See you guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Alex Hates Everything. And I hate Toby.
No.
One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey.